Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing, and the next chapter is chapter number 13, Lean Production System. One of the most important chapters in the subject of world-class manufacturing. Since the chapter number 1, I have been mentioning this lean production from time and again, but this is the chapter where we are going to go in depth of this subject and totally trying to understand what is this lean production system all about. Lean is a production practice that considers the expenditure of resources for any goal other than the creation of value for the customer is wasteful. Whatever we do other than the creation of value to the customer is wasteful. That means we should do only those things which create value to the customer. Whatever we do other than that is a waste. And what we have to do about waste? We have to reduce the waste to zero. So I am making first very clearly what is lean. Lean is work only for creating the value to the end customer and nothing else. And that is the lean. And thus, target for elimination of this waste. Whatever we do other than creating a value to the customer. Very clear definition of lean. Working from the perspective of the end customer who consumes a product or service, value is defined. We create value. But what is value? Value is not price or cost. Value is something defined as any action or process that a customer would be willing to pay for. For example, I am doing a grinding and lapping operation on the shaft. Customer is ready to pay it for. Customer will pay me additional money for that. But if I do the rework on that shaft and reduce the value of that product by creating some damage on that and then repairing it again, customer says, that is your problem. I am not going to pay for that. He will not pay me for any additional work done, which doesn't create value to the customer. So, value is defined as any action or process that customer would be ready to pay for. Essentially, lean is centered on preserving value with less work. Create more value. Make less work. Create more value to the customer. Do only value-added activities. For example, I process a part and then after all the process is over, a team of people inspect the part. That inspection is not value-added. Customer is not going to pay for that additional work. Whatever additional work I do, like rework, excess wage, additional operations, lapping, polishing, rework, customer says, I will not pay for that. I will pay for only value added activities. So, lean is centered on preserving value with less work only. Lean manufacturing is a management philosophy derived mostly from Toyota Production System, TPS, and identified as lean. This lean was a word. Before 1990, we were not knowing. It came, it took birth in 1990s. The core idea is to maximize customer value while minimizing waste. Don't use any wasteful operations. Create value. Simply, lean means creating more value for customers with fewer resources. A lean organization understands customer value and focuses on its key processes to continuously improve it, continuously increase it. What increase it? Value. Key processes are used to create value to the customer. Very, very clearly understand. The ultimate goal is to provide perfect value to the customer through a perfect value creation process that has zero waste, zero excess work, zero idle time, zero defects, zero waste. To accomplish this, lean thinking changes the focus of management from optimizing separate technologies, obtaining separate technologies, assets, vertical departments, to optimizing the flow of products and services. Instead of investing in a huge machine, I say utilize the existing machines and improve the flow of the parts. Just in time, Pokayoke, SMED, improve flow of parts through entire value stream that flow horizontally across technologies, across assets, and across departments to customers. Improve the flow. Instead of investing in huge equipments, utilize smaller equipments. Make less work. Make more value-added work to improve the flow to the customer. Customer, you should get the same quality, but by smaller cost, smaller work. Eliminating waste along entire value stream instead of isolated points creates processes that need less human effort, less space. I can invest into a machine which takes huge space. Space has a cost. I cannot waste my space. Then some people are creating huge inventories by making big lot sizes, less capital. I cannot put huge capital and acquire huge machinery. Instead of that, I spend smaller capital, smaller machines, smaller space, and less time. This is to make products and services at far less cost. Because if I invest into a multi-crore machine to really save that cost, it takes huge time of, let us say, 10 years. Instead, I invest in smaller but better quality machines, far less cost, with much fewer defects compared to traditional business systems which has huge machinery. This system is not only used in auto industry, but also in other non-auto industries involved in assembly processes. Far less cost, with much fewer defects, and greater value to the customer. Because customer gets everything of a better quality in less amount of time. Lean manufacturing is sometimes called as TPS, Toyota Production System, because Toyota Motor Company is Eiji Toyoda and Taiichi Ono are given credit for its approach and innovations. Look at this gentleman from Toyota. Lean principles are derived from the Japanese manufacturing industry. The term was first coined by John Krafcik in his 1988 article, Triumph of the Lean Production System, based on his master thesis at MIT Sloan School of Management. Krafcik had been a quality engineer in the Toyota GM and venture in California before coming to MIT. For many, lean is the set of tools. Many small tools. Some of them we have already discussed. So it is a bunch of tools that assist in the identification and steady elimination of waste. Muda, that is waste. In Japanese language, Muda means waste. We have to reduce the waste. In the world class manufacturing, since the chapter number 1, I have been talking about reduction of waste to zero. As waste is eliminated, quality improves while production time and cost are reduced. A non-exhaustive list of such tools would include SMED, single minute exchange of die. We have discussed this. Then, value stream mapping. map the complete value stream. Look at the value addition processes. Look at the processes or activities which do not add value. Eliminate those activities. Then Kanban, 5S we have discussed. 5S we have discussed. Kanban we have discussed. Pokayoke we have discussed. TPM we have discussed. And control charts we have discussed. All these are for this particular thing only. There is another approach to lean manufacturing which is promoted by Toyota called the Toyota Way, in which the focus is upon improving the flow. First of all, the focus was on reducing the waste to zero and then improving the flow of the line. Very important, because flow gives the customer satisfaction or smoothness of work, thereby steadily eliminating Mura. First of all, it was Muda, and now it is Mura. Unevenness. That means unevenness creates a bad flow. So we have to reduce the Mura through the system and not upon waste reduction per se. That means lean is defined as, first of all, it is definitely reduction of waste. Mura, and now it is Mura. Techniques to improve flow include production leveling, pull production by means of Kanban, production leveling, balancing of the line, and Kanban. We have discussed Kanban in detail. The difference between these two approaches is not the goal itself, but rather the prime approach to achieving it. The implementation of smooth flow exposes quality problems. When you have better flow, transparency in the line, then we clearly know where what mistakes we are doing. And thus, waste reduction naturally happens as a consequence. Earlier, the focus was only on waste reduction. Now they say, if you improve the flow, waste reduction is the result automatically out of that. So it comes. The advantage claimed for this approach is that it naturally takes a system-wide perspective, whereas a waste focus sometimes wrongly assumes this perspective. First of all, we feel that waste reduction is all that we have to do. But when we improve the flow, it benefits the line already, plus it gives waste reduction also. So this approach of flow improvement is definitely better. Both lean and TPS can be seen as a loosely connected set of potentially competing principles. These principles include pull processing, perfect first time quality. Don't make something and some inspector checks it and finds that it is defective. Make it first time quality. Do it right at the first time. Then waste minimization, continuous improvement, flexibility. Because of just in time, we get flexibility. We are able to improve whatever customer wants. Customer suddenly wants some other lot, we are able to give it. Because we are producing in smaller lots, SMED we are doing. So our flexibility is already improving. Building and maintaining a long-term relationship with suppliers, that we are going to discuss in the next chapters. Load leveling and production flow and visual control. Toyota's view is that main method of lean is not the tools, but the reduction of three types of waste. Muda, that is non-value adding work. Muda. Then Muri, that is overburden. That means overproduction. And Mura, unevenness, and that is the improvement of flow. So we have to reduce Muda, non-value added one. We have to reduce Muri, overburden, and we have to reduce Mura, unevenness, and to expose problem systematically. If we do all this, the line becomes so transparent that our problems are very, very clearly seen. The purpose of lean is to remove all forms of waste from the value stream. by improving the flow, we know how to reduce the wastes. Waste includes cycle time, unnecessary high cycle time, order to cash cycle time, engineering cycle time, marketing cycle time, machine cycle time, unnecessarily higher than what it should be. Labor, instead of putting 20 people, we put 25 people. It's a waste. Materials, unnecessary more diameter. For example, for producing a diameter of 9 millimeter, we use a raw material of 25 millimeter. It's a waste. Energy, we are wasting a lot of energy. The chief obstacle is the fact that waste often hides in the plain sight. It is built into activities. This is the house of quality. Just in time, we discuss Jido Ka. We are going to discuss, that is, quality at the source. We are going to discuss. And operational stability, standardized work, preventive maintenance, total productive maintenance, 5S, leveled production, everything. And last but not least, the culture. Culture of the organization, and that is highest quality, lowest cost, shortest lead time, best safety and high morale. At the base, we have operational stability. Here, base, at the foundation of this house, we have operational stability, which means creating consistency in methods, consistency in tasks, consistency in equipment, consistency in workplace organization and output of work. That is the base of this house. If this base is strong, we stand very nicely. There are two pillars, just in time and Jidoka. Jidoka we are going to discuss, built in quality or quality at the source. In the next chapter, we are going to discuss this Jidoka. This is one, these are two pillars of this house, just in time and Jidoka. These concepts combined with respect for people and a culture of continuous improvement. The culture we have to build. If production flows perfectly, that is full and with no interruptions, very good flow, no unevenness, then there is no inventory. In just in time we have seen, in Kanban we have seen, no inventory. And if customer valued features are the only ones produced, then product design is simplified and efforts is only expended on features the customer values. Other than the two TPS pillars is the very human aspect of auto rotation. What is auto rotation? Whereby automation is achieved with a human touch. There is one thing, we can do all the automation by dissatisfying people. But this concept of auto rotation is, do it with human touch. People are the base of all this. For this instance, the human touch means to automate so that the machine systems are designed to aid humans. The machine should aid humans. Machine should not eliminate humans. Machine should help humans to improve their performance. And they should help the humans to do their best. That is the human approach. Lean implementation is therefore focused on getting the right things to the right place, the right time, in the right quantity to achieve perfect workflow. To reduce unevenness, to perfect workflow while minimizing waste and being flexible and able to change lot quantities, able to change product, able to change designs and all that. These concepts of flexibility and change are principally required to allow production leveling using tools like SMED. We have discussed SMED. More importantly, all of these concepts have to be understood, appreciated and embraced by the actual employees. We have discussed right from the first chapter that there should be 100% involvement of all the employees. Then only this will work. Because these employees who build the products and therefore own the processes that deliver the value. The cultural and managerial aspects of lean are possibly more important, because we can acquire machines, we can acquire equipments and actual tools, methodologies of production, but more important than that is the cultural and managerial aspects. Lean aims to make the work simple enough to understand, do and manage. The five-step thought process for guiding the implementation of lean techniques is easy to remember, but not always easy to achieve. What is the first? Specify value from the standpoint of the customer. You don't define the value. Let the customer say, what is his definition of value? From the standpoint or from the eyes of the customer. Then identify all the steps in which value stream for each product family and eliminate all the non-value added activities and do only activities for which customer is ready to pay, that means value added activities. Make the value creating steps occur in tight sequence so that there is no gap in between, so that product flow will be smooth. As flow is introduced, let customers pull value from the next upstream activity. Let them give a confirmed order. Then we will pull that production from the upstream production operations. Pull response to the customer's rate of demand, that is the actual customer demand that drives the supply chain. We have discussed this in Kanban. Based on a supply chain view from downstream to upstream activities, where nothing is produced by the upstream until the downstream customer signals a need. In Kanban, we have seen all this. Unless the customer gives you a confirmed order, nothing is produced. A part is produced only after it is consumed, and a Kanban card is attached to that. As value is specified, value streams are identified, wasted slaves are removed, and flow and pull are introduced. Begin the process again and continue until a state of perfection is reached. The journey of continuous improvement, producing exactly what the customer wants. Perfection is an aspiration. Anything and everything is able to be improved. First step is identify value, then map the value stream, create flow, establish pull, seek perfection. That is what I have said up till now. Other important points to be remembered are to reduce batch sizes and inventories. In SMD, in just in time, in Pokayoke, we have discussed all these. Reduce the batch size. Reduce the setup time. Convert internal operations into external. Cross-train workers in order to deal with inherent variability. Selective use of automation to instill a continuous improvement competence. Workers should be trained so that they can handle all these problems. They deal with inherent variability of the process. There are many tools and concepts that lean companies employ. First is takt time. What is takt time? I will tell you now. The heartbeat of the customer, the average rate at which a company must produce product or execute transactions based on customer requirements and available working time. Takt time is equal to total daily operating time divided by total production requirement. For example, total working time is 480 minutes and total production requirement is 100. That takes 4.8 minutes per vehicle. This is the takt time. What I have said, I will go back to the earlier takt time. The heartbeat of the customer, the average rate at which a company must produce the product or execute transactions based on customer requirements and available working time. Then standardized work. What is standardized work? A description of methods, materials, tools and processing at times required to meet takt time for any given job. A description of methods, operation layout, standard operating procedures, materials, tools, and processing times. One piece flow or continuous flow. Ideal is one piece flow. That means one piece is manufactured by operation number one. It goes to the operation number two and so on and so forth. And one piece is given to the customer. Then second piece, then third piece. That means the lot size is only one. That is the most ideal way of working, or continuous flow. A methodology by which product or information is produced by moving at a consistent pace from one value-added processing step to the next value-added processing step with no delays in between. Discussed, already discussed and explained. Then pull systems and Kanban, already discussed. Then five whys. To find out the root cause, ask why five times so that you will get the core, close, original cause. Mistake proofing and Pokayoke, we have discussed already. Quick changeover, SMED, we have discussed. Hijunka, leveling the workload. Leveling the workload, we will discuss in the coming slide. Idea that although customer order patterns may be quite variable, all of our processes should build consistent quantities of work over time. Day to day, hour to hour. Total productive maintenance, we have discussed already. 5S, we have discussed. Problem solving, PDCA, plan, do, check, act, we have discussed. So, lean production system, now we will discuss. Lean was generated from the just-in-time philosophy of continuous and forced problem solving. Just-in-time is the basic for that. Continuous and forced problem solving. Just-in-time is supplying customers with exactly what they want, when they want. Just in time, when they want. With JIT, supplies and components are pulled through a system. We have discussed this. Look at this. Earlier what we were doing before just in time, traditional mass production, big purchase shipments, big things are coming by purchase department. It was giving lower per unit cost. Yes, there was some advantage. The per unit cost was low because of the huge purchase in bulk quantities. Then, this is the factory which was using to produce these big shipments, converting into big lots. Then, big lot sizes, lot of inventory, push material to next stage. Earlier, what we were doing? Pushing. Truck was taking it to the where, we don't know. Customer is not there. Customer is invisible. So, big pushes of finished goods to warehouses. So, warehouses were having lot of inventory. Dealers were having lot of inventory. And customer orders not there. Pushing, we were doing earlier. Now, post-JIT, what we are doing? Smaller shipments are coming from the supplier. As per Kanban, then minimal or no inventory holding cost at all. It was going to the factory. Smaller rods, faster setups, SMED. Less inventory, storage space is less, pull material to next stage. Small trucks were taking it to the customer. Goods are pulled out of plant by customer demand. Here customer is existing. Only when customer gives you order, we are processing. Just in time means producing only what is needed by the customer. If necessary quantity only, not big sizes, pull small quantities from the line at necessary time. Main components of JIT are level production, pull system, continuous flow processing, tapped time, flexible workflows, 3Ms and 5S. What is 3M? Man, machine, material. Level production. What is level production? Look at this. This is the conveyor belt. And all kind of products are moving same time, simultaneously. Level production means producing various models on the same production line to cater the customer demand. SMED. That means we do quick changeover of the setting. See the following diagram. Various products are shown in the form of different geometrical shapes. Assume they are different models of vehicles being produced on the same production line, like Mahindra and Mahindra. On the same production line, various cars are being produced. We have seen it. So this is leveled production. Then pull system. Don't push. Don't push the production to the customer. Pull the production all the way to the line. Produce only when your customer demands. Run the production according to demand. Production activities begin as a result of the pull generated by the customer, none other than customer. Continuous flow production. In TPS, it means arranging the work inside each process to flow smoothly from one step to another. In continuous flow production, you cannot maintain inventory. One piece moving. Moving as per Kanban. But no production held up. Takt time. As I said, if the total daily operating time is 480 minutes, that is 8 hours, and total production requirement is 100, if we produce 100 vehicles in 8 hours, simply means one vehicle needs 4.8 minutes, and that is the takt time. We have to reduce this takt time. Flexible workflows, shojinka. Flexible workflows means don't have hundreds of permanent workers. Take the workers as per the need. Flexible workflows or shojinka means to alter, decrease or increase the number of operators within a shop to equip demand changes. If demand is more, take more people. If demand is less, reduce the people. And that is the idea of shojinka. Flexible workflows can be developed by continuous training and development. Three M's, Muda, Mura, and Muri. Muda is non-value added activities. Mura means overburden. Muri means unevenness, that is lack of flow. Let us understand with the help of an illustration. Assume that you have to carry 12 tons of load in a truck. Now I will show you various diagrams. 12 tons of load in a truck having capacity of 4 tons. Truck has the capacity of 4 tons and I have to carry 12 tons. You can take this load in either of the following ways. 12 tons, 4 tons capacity of the truck. Look at this first. 4 ton truck, 12 tons. 12 tons I take, capacity 4 tons. Okay. First, I take 6 lots twice, overburden. 6 lots, what is the capacity? Only 4 tons. How much I carry? 6 tons. Overburden. We cannot have overburden. We have said that. Then I carry 2 tons 6 times. It is non-value added activity because the capacity is 4 tons and I am carrying 2 tons. So it is a waste of time. So Muda. And then here what I do is, first of all I take only 2 tons, then I take 6 tons, again overburden, and then I take 4 tons. It is unevenness. It is not a smooth flow. So, here I have done 3 mistakes, 1 overburden I have done, in next I have done non-value added activities because 6 times I have taken 2 tons and here unevenness. The most efficient way to deliver 12 tons is 4 tons, which is the capacity of the truck, 3 times. So, here no Muri, no Muda, no Mura, no overburden. No wastage, no unevenness. So, the correct way to do is 4 tons 3 times. Whereas, what mistake we do? Sometimes we take 6 tons, sometimes we take 2 tons, sometimes we take 4 tons and create unevenness, create non-value added activity, create overburden. 5S we have discussed. Implementation stages. 3 stages in the implementation of lean manufacturing. Data collection, data analysis and development of solution, and implementation. Process of implementation is time and motion studies, customer demand, process flow, product family, which we create capacity plan and value stream mapping, looking into non-value added activities, value added activities, then value stream map, future status, work balancing, layout proposal, and finally project plan implementation. This is how we implement the lean. action plan. While every individual or company embarks upon a lean journey will have different challenges based on their particular set of circumstances. There are several crucial steps. There will be a lot of problems that can help reduce resistance, spread the right learning, and engender the type of commitment necessary for lean enterprise. Find a change agent, a leader who will take personal responsibility. For every such project, we should have a change leader. A leader who is having very good skill in change management. Get the lean knowledge via a sensei or consultant who can teach lean techniques. Find a leverage by seizing a crisis or by creating one to begin the transformation. Forget grand strategy. Map the value streams. Begin as soon as possible. Demand immediate results. As soon as you have got the momentum, expand your scope. Creating an organization to channel your value streams. Reorganize your firm by product family and value stream. Reorganize one product family in one place. Create a lean promotion function. Deal with excess people at the outset and then promise that no one will lose their job. Because if people feel that they are losing their job, maybe they will lose the interest. Devise a growth strategy, remove the anchor draggers. Anchor draggers means people who criticize, people you say, okay, it is okay, but it is not possible. Like that, there are some people, remove them. Once you have fixed something, fix it again. Two steps forward and one step backward is okay. No steps forward is not okay. Some people don't go ahead at all. We take two steps ahead and one step backward is okay. But no step forward is not okay. Install business systems to encourage lean thinking. Utilize policy deployment. Create a lean accounting system. Pay your people in relation to the performance. Don't pay all the people equally. People with better performance, pay them more. Teach lean thinking and skills to everyone. Right size your tools. Completing the transformation. Convince your suppliers and customers to take the steps just described. Develop a lean global strategy. Convert from top-down leadership to leadership based on questioning, coaching, teaching, and rooted in the scientific method of plan, do, check, act. Lot of advantages in this lean. Productivity improvement, total manufacturing time saved, less scrap, low inventory, quality improvement, plant space saved, better labor utilization and safety. Transition to lean is difficult. Yes, speaking is easy, but transition is difficult. Lot of efforts have to be put. Since a company must build a culture, people have to change their habits. They have to be more positive. Their attitude has to improve. Success of lean requires the full commitment of all employees and the company suppliers. How people benefit from lean? Communication, fast and positive. Teamwork, enhanced. Motivation, positive and intrinsic. Skill range, broad. Supervision, easy and localized. So it is an improvement everywhere because of the lean. How customers benefit? Response, hours. Instead of weeks, response is in hours. Customization, difficult. Now it is easy. Delivery speed. Earlier it was weeks and months. Now it is in days. Delivery reliability was erratic. Now it is consistent. Delivery quantities. JIT as required. Right time when customer wants. And quality consistent and high. Lot of benefits from lean. Understand lean. Improvement of flow. Reduction of wastage. Economics, reduction of inventory, less space, reduce waste, decrease production cost, increase market share, able to provide what the customer wants quickly, increase competitive advantage to the company and faster response to the customer, lower cost and higher quality. Disadvantages, difficulty involved with changing processes to implement lean principles. Yes, people will resist and that is the difficulty. Long-term commitment required, which is normally absent, and very risky process expect supply chain issues while changing over to lean. Thank you.